According to the Bible, the goal of humanity is bodily resurrection in the context of a renewed creation.
根据圣经，人类的最终的目标就是在那个新天新地里的身体上得到复活。
The raising of Jesus of Nazareth proclaims hope for all human beings and for which the whole creation.
拿撒勒人耶稣的复活向全人类所有的受造之物彰显了他们复活的希望。
As St. Paul proclaims, in the same way that all human beings who are in union with Adam shall die, so also all human beings who are in union with Christ shall be made alive.
就像圣保罗所说的，在亚当里众人都死了，在基督里众人也都要复活。
The resurrection is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. It proves that Jesus is Lord and that God's kingdom will come as promised.
复活是基督信仰的重要根基，他告诉我们基督是战胜死亡的主，并且他还要像他所说的那样再次来到人间。
The facts for the resurrection are fairly simple and straightforward.
复活的事实简单明了，无可辩驳。
The event was a surprise to Jesus' disciples who had abandoned him and fled after his arrest.
耶稣的复活让他呢在耶稣被捕以后做鸟兽散状的门徒大吃一惊。
The tomb in which he was crucified and where Jesus had been laid was found to be empty, and his followers began to experience encounters with the risen Lord.
那埋葬钉十字架的耶稣身体的坟墓是空的，他的门徒也在耶稣复活之后与他一再相会交通。
From that point on, a movement startedBased on the belief in Jesus' resurrection, a movement that continues to this day.
从那里开始，人们就开始相信耶稣已经复活，一直到今天。
All this is well documented in the New Testament, and there's no hint of deception in it.
所有这些都记载在新约圣经中，无可置疑。
The dejected disciples were transformed by this event and by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on them.
本已经泄气的门徒被那复活的事实还有圣灵的浇灌更新重建。
And the rest is history.
所有的剩下的就都是历史了。
Some people, however, will not believe this. However much evidence,There is a truth for it.
不管有多少事实，有些人还是不相信这复活的真实。
They will concoct some other reason or some other way that the tomb was found empty.
他们总是试图编造各种各样的事来解释为什么坟墓会是空的。
But often, others who are more open to God's breaking into their lives.May find a more case, more persuasive, as we have.
但是更经常的是，那些愿意让神来走进他们生命的人，都相信复活这个事实。
The meaning of the resurrection is linked to the hope of a new creation.
复活的含义对我们在那新天新地里的盼望是息息相关的。
As the cross speaks to the sinful past.So the resurrection speaks to a redeemed future.
就像十字架将我们的过去做了一个了断一样，复活给我们的新生命带来了盼望。
It is just not an isolated event that happened to Jesus. It is the first fruits of the resurrection of the dead at the end of time.
这复活不是只发生在耶稣身上的一件单例的事情，它是在那末世所有的死人都要复活这个事实上的最初的表达。
It signals the birth of a new order and opens the future for all of us.
复活象征着新的秩序和新的前景，对我们所有的人来说都是全新的。
Jesus' resurrection tells us that there is fulfillment beyond this life and that death will not have the final word.
耶稣的复活也告诉我们我们今生以后的目标是什么，也告诉我们死亡不是生命的终结。
The risen Lord is the embodiment in advance of a new creation in which all of us can share.
在那新天新地里，我们都可以拥有像复活的主一样的身体。
The promise of resurrection is one of human life fulfilled and perfected in the presence of the triune God.
复活的应许是三位一体的真神对人类生命的一个完美的期盼。
Instead of a merely worldly salvation, the gospel of the resurrection speaks of a new creation and of a personal and social fulfillment for which we were created as covenant partners of God.
我们不仅仅在今生得救，在来生我们还要与神一起同工，一起享受那新生命里的权利还有义务。
Resurrection is a healing motif in the New Testament proclamation.
复活也是神与人所立的新约里的首要特征。
As Peter states, God raised Jesus from the dead and gave him glory.
就像彼得所说，神将耶稣从死里复活，并给他荣耀。
Paul could call his message the word of life because resurrection was central to it.
保罗称他的信息为生命的话语，是因为复活是那生命话语的中心。
Because of it, believers can experience the power of his resurrection now and new life in the age to come.
正是因此，所有的信徒都能够在今生以及来生都享受那复活的大能。
The resurrection has a clear meaning for us personally.
复活对我们每一个人都有一个明确的意义。
It takes away our fear of death.
它带走了我们对死亡的恐惧。
It means that we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not fear evil.
它让我们即使走过死荫的幽谷也不致遭害。
It means that our relationship with God is stronger than death.
它也意味着我们与神的关系更加亲密，胜过死亡。
Paul puts it this way. God will transform the body of our humiliation so that it may be conformed to the body of his glory by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself.
保罗这样说，神要按照那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
The resurrection was the focus of the early apostolic preaching in the book of Acts.
复活也是使徒行传这一整本书的重点。
It had to be, because without it, our faith will be devoid of basis and meaning.
本来也应当如此，因为要如果是没有复活，我们的信仰就会无力，就会空乏无力。
Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain.
保罗曾说，若耶稣没有复活，我们所信的便是枉然。
This is true because salvation comes through faith in the crucified and risen Lord.
这是真的，因为我们是因着耶稣基督的钉十字架还有他的复活才得救的。
Paul proclaims, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
就像保罗宣告的那样，你若口里认耶稣是主，心里相信神叫他从死里复活，就必然得救。
The resurrection is the foundation and the central message of Christianity.
复活是基督教教义的根基还有核心。
Although resurrection is central in the New Testament, it has not always been central in Christian theology.
虽然复活是新约的核心，但是很长一段时间它并不是神学研究的中心。
The Western tradition, according to which Christ is said to appease divine wrath on the cross, leaves no room for the resurrection to be central.
西方的传统神学认为基督钉十字架是为了平息神的愤怒，这样的想法是复活不可能成为新约的核心。
This theory considers the work of Christ to be have finished and done with on the cross.
这样的神学理论经常认为基督的工作到十架为止。
This diminishes the importance of the resurrection.
这使复活显得无足轻重。
It prevents the Easter event from playing a central role in redemption.
这使复活节不能成为救赎的中心。
We need to get used to thinking that we are saved not only by the cross, but by the cross and the resurrection of Jesus.
我们应当认为，我们应当这样承认，救赎不只是来自于十架，而是来自于十架以及耶稣的复活。
Paul says this plainly. If, while we were sinners, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life?
保罗则更直接地说道，我们做仇敌的时候且藉着神的儿子的死得与神和好。
And why would Paul say that?
既已和好，就更要因他的生而得救了。保罗为什么这样说呢？
Whoever heard of a theologian say that a resurrection was more important than a cross for salvation?
你们有谁听神学家们讲过复活比十架的救赎更重要的呢？
Indeed,Why was the resurrection of Jesus so important for the early Christians?
的确，为什么耶稣的复活对早期基督徒是如此的重要呢？
Obviously, for the first disciples, Jesus' resurrection would have been an unexpected and a very happy event.
显然，对使徒们来说，耶稣的复活是一个他们没有料到的惊喜。
It would have encouraged them to mightily know that a crucified Lord was alive.
知道钉十架的主还活着，一定让他们感到鼓舞。
But there must be more to it than that.
但事情并不止这些。
Perhaps some people made the cross more central than they should because they understand its rationale tolerably well.Whereas no such rationale springs to their minds about the resurrection.
也许那些认为十字架是救赎的核心的人，那些神学家，是因为他们能够完全理解十字架的含义，但是他们却不能那么好的理解复活的含义。
The history of Christian doctrine offers little discussion or theories of resurrection comparable.To the vast discussion of theories of atonement, which emphasizes the cross.
基督教历史上满是对十架救赎的理论探讨，但是对复活的理论基础却极少提及。
Another problem is that we modern people tend to think of Jesus in a very individualistic way.
这个问题的另外一个角度就是，我们现代人更习惯于从个人的角度来看待耶稣。
We need to train ourselves to see him more biblically, because Jesus saw himself, and the New Testament saw him as the last Adam, and as a representative of humanity.
而我们应当训练自己更加从圣经的角度来看耶稣，被耶稣看自己，以及的新约的作者们看待耶稣，都是把他作为最后的亚当，是人类及人性的代表的。
Not just as an isolated individual, Jesus was also a corporate person who intended to identify with the human race in his incarnation, life, death, and resurrection.
耶稣并不只是一个普通的人，耶稣 是综合的体现了整个的人类，以他的生，以他的死和他的复活，体现了我们的人性。
Servant of the Lord, Son of Man, all of these titles applied to him are corporate terms.
神的仆人，人子，所有这些对耶稣的称呼都是一种泛指的称呼。
They all imply a person into whom we are somehow incorporated and by whom we are all represented.
他这些称呼指的都是包含我们在内的，体现了全体人类的一种的称呼。
Jesus saw his mission, and we should also see it as bound to our own destiny.
耶稣将他的使命和我们的命运连接，我们也应当如此的看见。
If Jesus was not raised, then there is no hope.
如果耶稣没有复活，我们便没有希望。
But Jesus was raised, and it spells resurrection and redemption for the whole world.
但耶稣复活了，是对世界复活及救赎的确据。
The resurrection means not only that Jesus' pre-Easter claims were vindicated, but also that a new age and the possibility of redemption had opened up for all people.
复活不只是应验了耶稣在复活节前他的预言，他更是一个人类可以得救的 新时代的开始。
The resurrection spelled life from the dead for all humanity and a new creation.
复活是生命战胜死亡，是人类，是全人类可以得以新生的确据。
The resurrection not only validated his claims to be the Son of God, but it also signals the end of fallen history and the beginning of a new age.
复活不止显明了耶稣是神的儿子，他也预示了旧时代结束和新时代的开始。
As our representative, Jesus was the firstborn from death.Among many brothers and sisters, and the first fruits of those who sleep in death.
作为全人类的代表，耶稣是由死重生的头生婴孩，也是那些死去的，也将要获得永生的弟兄姊妹中的初熟的果子。
Peter calls him the author of life for this very reason.
正像彼得称呼耶稣为生命的作者，正是出于这一原因。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣是活着的。
Therefore, there is hope for the world and life beyond death.
所以世界才有希望，死亡才不是生命的尽头。
The book of Hebrews tells us that it was fitting for God to become a human being.
希伯来书说，神变为人的样式本是合宜的。
The author finds it appropriate that God should have endured pain and suffering in the person of Christ, experienced temptation as we have, but triumphed over death for our sakes.
希伯来书的作者认为，神应是这样，通过耶稣的肉身，经历痛苦，经历诱惑，如同人一样，并且得胜，为我们的缘故战胜了死亡。
Making corporate assumptions, the early Greek theology often stated that humanity, if it was to be healed, had to be assumed by God, and its wound healed in Him.
就像早期的希腊神学中认为，全人类如果要被医治，必须由神来进入我们的人，伤口在神里才能愈合。
For this reason, Jesus endured suffering and was exalted to God's right hand, sending forth a signal that a new creation had begun.
因此耶稣历经苦难并被高举到神的右手，是新生命的开始的信号。
Easter also underscores the necessity of world mission, since everyone everywhere must now be told and be enabled to participate in what has been done for them.
复活节也有一个更重大的意义，它也为福音传遍地极的必须提供了理论依据，因为所有的人类都必须听到福音，才能参加到这一为他们所做的牺牲之中。
By highlighting the resurrection, the Christian message promises the coming of the kingdom of God, whereby humanity will experience redemption at the end of history.
因着对复活的强调，基督教显现了神国的降临，在那时人类要经历救赎。
The resurrection of Jesus is the pledge and the foretaste of this event and gives hope and an answer to death.
耶稣的复活是对这一大使命的明证，也给我们战胜死亡的希望。
How was it then that the cross became more central than the resurrection in Western theology?
那么在西方的神学中，十架是怎样变得比复活更加重要的呢？
Why is it more common to hear people ascribe redemption value to the cross than to the resurrection?
为什么人们会更经常的讲十架的救赎功效而不是复活呢？
Why is the resurrection so grossly neglected in our theologies as compared to the cross?
为什么相对十架而言，复活在神学中被极大的忽略了呢？
The explanation lies in the legal orientation of Western theology.
这答案就在西方神学它的律法角度。
This leaves no room for the resurrection to have saving value.
因为西方神学它是从这个罪和律法的角度来体现的，它就使得复活不可能有救赎的功效。
Think about it.
仔细想一下，
If the human problem is essentially one of guilt rather than death, and if the solution is primarily the satisfaction of the cross, what place is left for the resurrection to have saving value?
我们想一下，如果人类最基本的问题是罪而不是死的话，那么呢，答案从十字架来的答案就够了。那复活怎样才会有救赎的功效呢？
Once Christ died and sin is atoned for, the legal problem is solved.
一旦耶稣死了，我们的罪便被赦免，那律法上的问题就已经解决了。
What else is there to solve?
已经没有别的问题要解决了，是不是？
In this scenario, the resurrection is merely icing on the cake and not the main event.
这时候那复活就好像是蛋糕上那个装饰 的糖皮一样，而不是蛋糕本身了。
There is an old book called Christus Victor, Christ is the Victor, which we should all read.
有一本书我们大家都一样读一读，这本书的名字叫做 Christus Victor, 名字就是基督得胜者。
This is a corrective to our distorted view of salvation.
书中 很明确地纠正了我们对救赎看法的一些偏颇。
This book points out that for the first 1,000 years, the resurrection was the main theory of salvation in Christianity.
这本书中也指出，在教会历史的头一千年中，复活才是救赎的核心理论。
The corrective to this lies in seeing that Christ is our representative in a much larger sense.
做这一改正的主要依据是因着耶稣是在更大的意义上人类的代表。
Not just in death, but also in his life, death and resurrection, Jesus stood in the place of humanity.
不只是他的死，而是因着他的生命、死亡还有复活，耶稣站在了我们那遗失的人类 的位置。
From beginning to end, his whole experience of incarnation was a grand representation.
他的整个生命从头至尾都是这一代表。
He lived and died and rose again victoriously.
他活了，死了。更荣耀的复活了。
Paul puts it succinctly when he says that since one person has died for all human beings, therefore all human beings have died.
保罗在这里简洁的总结道：一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
He means that humanity died in Jesus' death.And humanity rises in his life because he represents humanity.
保罗在这里的意思是说，全人类因耶稣的死而死了，也因他的复活而复活，因为耶稣代表了我们这一切的人。
We ought to be glad that our faith features resurrection.
我们应当为我们的信仰包括复活而庆幸。
After all, death.Is a fundamental problem.
毕竟死亡是最根本的问题。
And religion, if it is to be credible, needs an answer to this problem.
而任何宗教如果要可信的话，都必须对死亡有一个答案。
Is death the end?
死亡是终极吗？
Do we face the annihilation of possibilities?
我们是面临终极的灭亡吗？
Does life end in meaninglessness and absurdity?
是不是所有的生命都最终会在那荒唐无意义的死亡中结束呢？
Is death the end of a meaningless life?
死亡是我们这无意义的生活的结尾吗？
It is very hard to believe that death is the end for two reasons.
有两个原因使人很难相信死亡是最终的结局。
First, there's what C.S. Lewis calls an inconceivable longing in us for something more, a voice inside of us telling us that death is not the end.
第一个原因就像 C.S. Lewis 所说的，我们心中常有一个不可平息的念头，我们心中有一个声音告诉我们那死亡不是我们的尽头。
Why do we feel this way?
想一想为什么我们会这样觉得。
Why do we have a thirst that nothing in this world can quench?
为什么我们会有这世上任何东西都不能满足的干渴呢？
Why do we feel that there is someone calling to us?
为什么我们会觉得有什么人在召唤我们呢？
This desire, we believe, points to the fact that we were made for something more than death, as the gospel declares.
我们心里这一渴望，也让我们相信，我们的被造不只是为了灭亡，就像福音中所讲的。
Second, it is hard to believe that death is the end because of our hope for final justice.
第二点原因是，因着我们对最后的审判的希望，使我们不能相信死亡便是终结。
Few people find fulfillment in this earthly life.
几乎没有人能在这世上得到完全的满足。
Most people die under difficult circumstances with their potential unrealized.
多数人死于困苦之中，也并未发挥出他所能期望的潜能。
Life is very unsatisfactory indeed if death is the end of everything.
如果死亡是一切的终了的话，那人生真是非常的不让人满足。
Life is indeed tragic if it concludes in death.
如果死真是人生的答案的话，那人生活在人生真是一场悲剧。
We need a vision such as the resurrection gives us, where good is brought out of evil in the end.
我们需要复活给我们一个盼望，因为在终结的时候，人类是要从恶中被解救出来的。
This is a vision we can really live with.
这是我们活着的盼望。
It tells us that human existence is not a limitless tragedy, but is destined for a good fulfillment beyond death.
它告诉我们人生不是一个无尽的悲剧，而是有一个超越死亡的最终的美善的结局。
The only way for there to be a final righting of wrongs is for there to be life beyond this one.
而改正这一切错误的唯一办法，就是有那超越死亡的生命。
And this we can believe if we accept the good news of the resurrection.
我们若接受复活的好消息，那这一切便为可能。
Heaven is a place where love for God is consummated.
天堂是对神的爱达到顶峰的地方。
And only a person who loves God on earth already would really want to be in heaven.
但只有在地上爱神的人才会想到去天家。
Perhaps the reason Jesus said that only the pure in heart would see God is that they are the only ones who would want to.
也许耶稣所说的清心的人必得见神，指的就是这，因为只有他们是想要见神的。
Anyone else would be very uncomfortable.
那其他人都会为这一想法感到不舒服。
C.S. Lewis once said that because we love something beyond the world, we are able to love the world better than those who have nothing else.
C.S. Lewis 一次说道，因为我们爱着世上没有的，我们才能比爱着世上有的人更爱着世界。
Loving God is a solid basis for loving the whole creation, because God is its creator and its redeemer.
只有爱神才能爱这所有的被造物，因为神是造物主及救赎者。
Hope for a perfected humanity in the presence of a triune God beyond death has positive implications for action in this earthly life.
对超越死亡的三一真神同在的完美人性的希望，是对我们今生会对我们今生的生活态度有很大的影响。
It lets us live in hope in the midst of despair. And it tells us that love and sharing are matters of ultimate significance.
它让我们在绝望中有了希望，也让我们能够真正的接受爱还有分享 是重要的。
The resurrection of Jesus is the foretaste of the resurrection of the dead.
耶稣的复活是人从死里复活的前兆。
This hope is a strong basis of meaning, of a meaningful social life on this earth.
这希望也是使地上的人类的社会生活有意义的唯一基础。
C.S. Lewis said, aim for heaven, and you will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, and you will get neither.
就像 C.S. Lewis 写到，你对着天堂直跑，那地上的就都有了。如果你盯着地上的一切，你两者就都会丢掉。
Hope for the resurrection sustains a committed life in this world and points us forward to a new creation, not just as individuals, but of humanity itself.
对复活的盼望维系着我们对世上生活的态度，也指向一个超越个人的全新的人性。
Because the description of the new creation in the Bible refers to matters that are outside our present experience and beyond our imagination, they are necessarily symbolic.
在圣经中对生命的对这新生命的描述是我们用现有的经历难以明了的，是我们想象以外的，所以圣经不得不用比喻的形式来表现这一新生命。
We can only use language from this side of death to refer to that which lies beyond it.
我们只能用死亡这一端的语言来描述那超越死亡的另一端的新生命。
Resurrection itself is a metaphor of awakening from the sleep of death, waking up to an altogether new reality.
复活本身就是一个从死亡的沉睡中醒过来，走向那全新的新天新地的一个比喻。
We are going to see things that no eyes have ever seen, things we can only express by symbols, because they are beyond our present experience.
我们将见到那人眼所未见的，我们只能用比喻来表达，因为我们的体验是说我们没有见到的。
Gold, for example, may be a good symbol for life in eternity because it has value and it never rusts.
打个比方，金子就是一种永生的很好的记号，因为它有价值，而且从不朽坏。
Crown speaks of royal splendor and musical instruments express ecstasy and joy.
那冠冕讲的是给君王的荣耀，那音乐则是表现我们的惊喜和欢乐。
Reality will still surpass all these things, but these symbols gives us an inkling.
这些比方在现实中，那还是让我们还会感觉到是一个现实的比喻，但是用了这些比方，毕竟给了我们一丝线索。
Everlasting life is a life made completely whole, where the effects of sin will be no more, and where pain, sorrow, and death will perish.
那永恒的生命是一个完整的、全新的生命，在那里罪已经不在，痛苦、悲哀、死亡都被抹去。
In this restoration, we will become all that we were meant to be.
在这当中，我们都成为我们应有的样式。
The world will be bathed in light, and God will be fully present.
这世界的新的世界充满了真光，神在那里完全的与我们同在。
The image of the resurrection suggests that we will have a more perfect body, one that will express personality and relate to others in new ways.
那复活的图画也向我们显现了 我们在新的生命中会有完美的身体，一个能表现性我们的性格，并且与他人以全新方式连接的身体。
The idea of spending eternity in a disembodied soul is not very appealing.
我们有时把永生看作一个没有肢体的灵魂，这并不怎么吸引人。
In the Apostles' Creed, we confess the resurrection of the body.
在使徒信经中，我们承认的是复活的身体。
We look forward to the resurrection of the whole person.
我们期盼的是全人的复活。
And the reason that theologians insist on some material continuity is the fact that Jesus rose bodily. And the impression Paul gives is that the old body is transformed into a new one, not replaced.
神学们坚称这一物质的连续性是因为耶稣的身体复活了。保罗留给我们的印象是旧的身体转变成了新的，并不是换成了一个全新的东西。
The issue probably comes down to the fact that the resurrection is the first fruits of a renewal of the whole creation, which must be seen as a transformation of all creation. But we cannot say right now exactly what kind of transformation.
问题的关键是在于复活是全部被造物被更新的初熟的果子，必须是由全体被造物转换而来，但我们现在不清楚这具体是怎样转换的。
So what aspects of this earthly life will we expect to continue and expand after resurrection?
那么复活以后地上的生活有哪样还会存在呢？
Loving parents on earth want their children to be able to crawl, to walk, to run, and eventually to drive, and to be free to travel.
世上那些爱孩子的父母们希望他们的孩子先会爬，然后会走，会跑，最后会开车，自由地在世界旅行。
And by analogy, we are sure that God will make it possible for us to grow more in our friendship with Him.
对比一下，我们的神，我们确信我们的神也会让我们的关系与他更加增，我们的关系与他增长更加接近。
We imagine that a resurrection will enable us to meet and to relate to people of all nations and of all times.
我们可以想象复活以后会使我们与各个时代与各个地区的人能够自由地交通。
Loving parents on earth want their children to be creative, to form words, to tell stories, paint pictures and so on.
世上的父母也希望孩子会有创造力，能够写字、讲故事、画画等等。
But in life, we are continually frustrated by limitations of creativity based in mortality.
但在事实上，我们对有限生命、对创造力的局限感到沮丧。
God wants us to be free to enjoy the language of heaven, to write and paint, to dance, to compose, and to sing melodies.
在那新的生命中，神希望我们能够自由地享受天上的语言，书写、绘画、跳舞、作曲、唱歌。
Above all, loving parents on earth want their children to be free to love.
最重要的是，世上的父母想让他们的孩子能够自由地去爱。
In this body, we long to know and be known, to love and be loved. But our loving is restrained and made difficult beyond the few persons whom we trust.
在这个时代，我们希望被了解，希望了解别人，也希望被了解，希望爱，也希望被爱，但我们的爱受到了限制，除了我们身边的几个很近的人，我们很难去爱别人。
Since God loves us and wants us to love, we can imagine our great lover giving us bodies capable of loving to a full extent.
因为神爱世人，并希望我们人人相爱，所以我们可以想象，在那新的生命中，神会给我们一个更完美的身体，让我们能够享受更完美的爱。
God will surely satisfy the longings of the human heart.
神一定会满足我们心里的渴望。
One frustration in life is that from time to time, we have a vision of a beauty that we would love to create. A joy that we would love to enjoy. A love that we would love to enter.
我们今生有一个不足，就是我们时常渴望要创造一个最美好的景象，一个最大的喜乐，一个最大的爱，我们可以亲自来享用。
Christian hope enables us to picture every longing being satisfied and nothing good being lost.
而在基督里，我们在今生所不能得到的，在基督的盼望里，使我们有一个我们的所有的渴望都被满足的远景。
In heaven, there will be time and the opportunity needed to capture and to recapture the longings, the beauty, the joy, and to see a fulfillment of all that this life has left unsatisfied.
在那天上，我们有永恒的生命。我们有时间也有机会来满足那些渴望，那些对美善对喜乐在那些地上所不能满足 的一切的渴望。
And most essentially, life in the kingdom of God will involve interpersonal fellowship with the persons of the Trinity.
最为重要的是，在天国里，那新的生命由于三一真神的亲近与交通。
It is not the life of a solitary self, but life in community with God and with others.
生命不再是那孤独的个人奋斗，而是与神同一的生活。
On earth, we are social beings, and we exist in relationship with other persons. And so in heaven,We will grow in this dimension.
在地上我们会生活在社会中，我们与他人有联系，在天上我们会在这上面有更多的增长。
We will more and more transcend an individualistic orientation and grow in our capacity for relationships.
我们会从以个人为中心的生活转向更多的与他人连接。
There will be an experience of community beyond anything we know now.
我们会有一种现在无法体会到的社会责任感。
As we grow in our knowledge of God, the God who incorporates three personal centers that relate to one another in loving relationship, we will find fulfillment in a communion that reflects that love.Flowing from the Trinity.
当我们对于那三一真神的认识增长的时候，我们会在与三一神的爱中找到与神的同一的那极大的满足。
The people in heaven will not exist over against one another, but rather with one another and in openness to one another.
在天上，人们不会对立。而是会互相帮补，互相敞开。
We will not be less alive, but more alive on the other side of death.
在死亡的另外一面，我们不会活得更少，而是我们会活得更丰盛。
Because our relationship with God cannot be destroyed by death.
因为在那里，我们与神的关系不会被死亡所打断。
All others who love God will also live beyond death, thanks to His grace and to His power.
所有爱神的都会得到那超越死亡的生命，因着神的恩惠及大能。
Centuries ago, Pascal opened a wager to help people decide about the truth of the gospel.
几个世纪以前，帕斯卡用一个悖论来帮助人决定福音的真实与否。
He said that it made sense to accept it, because if it proves true, one will have gained everything. But if it is not true, nothing will have been lost.
在这个悖论里，他说，接受福音是大有道理的，因为如果福音是真的，人们会得到一切所希望的。如果它不是真的，你也不会失去什么。
God has already included us in salvation without our asking.
神并没有问我们愿意与否，他已经把我们包括在这福音中了。
We have been accepted into the life and the love of God.
我们被神的爱与生命所接受的。
Unconditional love.Gives us freedom and fosters our own ability to love.
无条件的爱，从神的无条件的爱，使我们得自由，也使我们能够增长我们爱别人的能力。
The light of the resurrection calls us to a love that makes life full and fulfilling.
那复活的真光招我们进入那是生活充满的大爱。
Faith is a risk, but it is better to bet on life than to fall into despair.
信仰不是没有危险，但是把赌注压在永生这一面，比压在绝望中是更有道理的。
Jesus Christ has brought a new order into being.
耶稣基督带来了新的生命。
Lives can be changed.Hearts made new, bodies healed, because our human nature has been raised with Him.
生命可以改变，心意可以更新，身体可以痊愈，因为我们的人在他里面升高复活了。
The risen one gives us a glimpse of real life without limitation for all eternity.In the kingdom of God.
那升高复活者给我们神国中永远的无限的生命敞开了一瞥。
The whole creation is now feeling the birth pangs of newness.
我们全人类现今都感到那新的生命的冲击。
Christ is risen.
因为基督已经复活了。
Christ is risen indeed.
基督复活了。
阿门。
阿门。